कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धामी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धामी जय गोपी जन Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamunati Ravana Chari Jamunati Ravanachami Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Hari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamunati Ravana Chari Jamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Om Vishnubhad Paramahansa Paribhad Chikacharya Jastra Tarasthi Shishima Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityalaya Vishnu Vishnu Paramahansa Parivarjika Chal Jastu Tarasata Shishi Mabakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anakta Koti Vaishnavinda Namachaya Harayashta Koti Prime Sri Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda Sri Radha Krishna Gop Govinda Shama Kandvara Kandigiri Govardhan Ki Sri Matura Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, Nuramanirti Dham, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi, Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki, All glories and the devotees, All glories and the devotees, All glories, Shishi Guru and Gauranga, Gaur Pramanande. Oh no, Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudeyaye Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Verse 22. Bahaite te nayane narana Ningani Vishnu Nanarikshato Ye Padao Ninanto Drumajanma Bhajo Chetrani Nanu Rajato Harijau Bahai te te nayane narana Ningani Vishnu nanarikshito ye Padau ninantau drumajanma bhajo Chetrani nanu vrajato harijau Bahai te te nayane narana Ningani Vishnu nanarikshato ye Bado ninanta drumajanma bhajo Chetrani nanu vrajato harijau
of a peacock. Te, those. Nayane, eyes. Narana, of men. Lingani, forms. Vishnu, of the personality of Godhead. Na, does not. Narikshata, look upon. Ye, all such. Pado, legs. Minan, of men. Thou, those. Druma Janma, being born of the tree. Bajo, like that. Kitrani, holy places. Na, never. Anuvracha, Anuvrajata, goes after. Hare, of the Lord. Yo,
which, translation, the eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of the personality of Godhead Vishnu, his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of a peacock, their peacock, and the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like tree trunks. Purport. Especially for the householder devotees, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. As far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install the deity of Vishnu. Forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, or Sita Ram especially, or any other form of the Lord, like Narasimha, Varaha, Gornitai, Matsya, Korma, Shalagram Shila, and many other forms of Vishnu, like Trivikram, Keshava, Achyuta, Vasudev, Narayan, and Damodar, as recommended in the Vaishnav Tantras or Puranas. And one's family should worship strictly following the directions and regulations of Archanas Vidhi. Any member of the family who is above 12 years of age should be initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and all the members of the household should be engaged in daily service of the Lord, beginning from morning, 4 a.m., till night, 10 a.m., 10 p.m., by performing Mangal Arati, Naranjan, Archan, Puja, Kirtan, Shringara, Bhoga Vaikali, Sandhya Arati, Pata, Bhoga at night, Shayan Arati, etc. Engagement in such worship of the deity under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master will greatly help the householders to purify their very existence and make rapid progress in spiritual knowledge. Simple theoretical book knowledge is not sufficient for a neophyte devotee. Book knowledge is theoretical, whereas archana process is practical. Spiritual knowledge must be developed by a combination of theoretical and practical knowledge. And that is the guaranteed way for attainment of spiritual perfection. The training of devotional service for a neophyte devotee completely depends on the expert spiritual master who knows how to lead his disciple to make gradual progress toward the path back home back to Godhead. One should not become a pseudo-spiritual master as a matter of business to meet one's family expenditures. One must be an expert spiritual master to deliver the disciple from the clutches of impending death. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has defined the bona fide qualities of a spiritual master, and one of the verses in that description reads, Shivigrahara dana nityanana shingaratan mandira marjanado yuktasya bhaktam chaniyunjatopi vande guru shri charanaravind. Shivigraha is the archa, or suitable, worshipable form of the Lord, and the disciple should be engaged in worshiping the deity regularly by Shringara, by proper decoration and dressing, as also by Mandira Marjana, matter of cleansing the temple, the matter of cleansing the temple. The spiritual master teaches the neophyte devotee all these kindly and personally to help him gradually in the realization of the transcendental name, form, quality, form, etc. of the Lord. Only attention engaged in the service of the Lord, especially in dressing and decorating the temple, accompanied by musical kirtan and spiritual instructions from scriptures, can save the common man from the hellish cinema attractions and rubbish sex songs broadcast everywhere by radios. If one is unable to maintain a temple at home, he should go to another's temple where all the above performances are regularly executed. Visiting the temple of a devotee and looking at the profusely decorated forms of the Lord, well-dressed in a well-decorated, sanctified temple, naturally infuse the mundane mind with spiritual inspiration. People should visit holy places like Vrindavan, where such temples and worship of the deity are specifically maintained. Formerly, all rich men, like kings and rich merchants, constructed such temples under the direction of expert devotees of the Lord, like the six Goswamis, and it is the duty of the common man to take advantage of these temples and festivals observed in the holy places of pilgrimage by following in the footsteps of great devotees, Anubhaja. One should not visit all these sanctified pilgrimage places and temples with sightseeing in mind, but one must go to such temples and sanctified places immortalized by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and be guided by proper men who know the science. This is called anubraja. Anu means to follow. It is therefore best to follow the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master, even in visiting temples and the holy places of pilgrimage. One who does not move in that way is as good as a standing tree condemned by the Lord not to move. The moving tendency of the human being is misused by visiting places of sightseeing. The best purpose of such traveling tendencies could be fulfilled by visiting the holy places established by great acharyas, and thereby not being misled by the atheistic propaganda of money-making men who have no knowledge of spiritual matters. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunamilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upagadam Mahyandadati Sapadam Titam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pahayate te nayane narana lingani Vishnu nanarikshato ye padau ninantau drumajanma bhajo ketnani nani vajato ri. Yo. So there's a lot here in the purport. Some things are in the purport, although very much stressed. Prabhupada stressed other things as well. I'm thinking of the, and especially there was an installation of deities in Los Angeles in 73, and in that lecture he stressed that people should attend the temple functions and rather than the first thing that came to mind, unfortunately, he said especially the temple, the standard is higher than one's home. So then you ask immediately, we ask ourselves or anyone else, well, Prabhupada's stressing that in your house you should have all these things. But Prabhupada also said, and he intimated in that lecture, that he asked, does anyone really have the standard in their house that to the standard of the temple with six artis? And sometimes Prabhupada said there would have to be 9, 10, so many brahmanas to have Radha Krishna. So
six artis.
Wow. Maybe that's the lecture. Huh? Anyway. So, yeah, I was awake, actually. Especially after reading this purport. So Prabhupada's stressing here that the guru, in former times, the guru did not take so many disciples. Prabhupada was establishing so many temples, he could not personally, just like he's quoting this verse, that the spiritual master is it sounds like he's personally instructing, and it's true, the spiritual master can personally instruct, but Prabhupada was able to do that through his disciples. He would train, just like he would train Shilavati, or he told devotees like Yamuni to go to Radharaman temple and learn how they do the first class Shingara and all, but everything is decorated. And from that, it expanded to so many people. There's a picture of Prabhupada with Gauri Dasi and showing her how to worship the deities. Other individual, I'm thinking of that, just comes to my mind. Showing, and he showed various persons how to worship deities personally. So that would be passed on, sometimes not to the standard of Prabhupada given, but we have a high standard. Prabhupada would be pleased. For instance, he would go in that well-known Leela. He went from, I think, Caracas and then Miami, went to Atlanta to see, and he saw the Gornitai. And each place he praised the worship. And when he came to Atlanta, he was in very much ecstasy. And he sang the Parama Karuna, Paul Duijan. You could say that was the culmination He went to other temples. You could say this was his Purna, Purnatama, Purnatara, Purnatara, Purnatama. It's perfect that he went there. No, everyone's so encouraged and enlivened unlimitedly. Then again, more enlivened. And finally, in Atlanta, he was, I wasn't there, but there's still there's a recording of Prabhupada chanting. So he was feeling so much ecstasy. So this word here is nice. Bahayate, Bahapidam, Nata. Bara, that Karnika Karnikaram, we have the famous verse in Bhagavatam describing the peacock feather of Krishna, Bahavatam, in Brahma Samhita verse also. Many times the peacock feather is described. But in sharp contrast, our eyes, which don't look at the form of Krishna here, the eyes which do not look at the symbolic representation. Now, symbolic, lingani. But Prabhupada's including his form, his name, his quality, all included. Brings to mind that I was reading that there was one Pandal program, and there was chanting, of course, as usual, one local man in India. So he was complaining to Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, I see you chanting Rama, but there are no form of Rama. So we could say that's a transcendental complaint, because there's so many forms of Krishna, but he wanted that. So Prabhupada immediately said, but you're hearing Rama. Like, I think he kept quiet after that. You're hearing Rama, that is non-different. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Shute Chita. By seeing, you're also, or by hearing, you're also seeing. Shrute chita pato nananatama. Lord Brahma is in his prayer, he says like that. By hearing, then you're seeing also. And so, that's why this is stressed. And he also stressed that there's no need, even in New Vrindavan, he said, he was so much and happy, with pleased in those days, with New Vrindavan. He said, now there's no need to go to Vrindavan. Don't waste plane ticket, he said. Other times he said everyone should go every year to Vrindavan. First go to Mayapur, Navadvip, and then become purified there, and then go to Vrindavan. That he also enthused. So this is called transcendental ecstatic confusion. You can think, wow, I can go to Vrindavan. Prabhupada said to go to Vrindavan. He said to go to Mayapur. But if you're there, then that's okay. I think he even mentioned that he was seeing the residents of New Vrindavan as forearmed in their Vishnu forms. But most of us would not see the devotees in their Vishnu form like that, but Prabhupada could see like that. Prabhupada in the Bowery, he also saw as Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. In that the shlokas about Maharaj Ambarish, Savaimana Krishna Badala Vindayo Vachanti Vaikuntha, he utilized his sense of speech, Vachan, and Padan also. Padan Inamto. He also went, he used his legs to go. This was one of his perfections. He perfected so many things. So one of them was like that he bowed down to the deity, Mukundalingalaya, Darshane Dishal, to the form, Linga. Is mentioned here of Mukunda. And why Mukunda? Because he gives liberation. Sometimes different names are given. Krishna has so many names. Nayanam Galadashu Daraya. And also in the Shikshashtakam, Mahaprabhu is praying about his eyes. Nayanam Galadashu. When will my eyes be pouring forth the tears of ecstasy and separation? He was already feeling maximum separation, increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratibadam. At every moment, Mahaprabhu's ecstasy is increasing. It's described that he wanted to see Vrindavan with his eyes so much. In Puri, of course, he's in ecstasy already, but as he's traveling, like in Jarikanda, his ecstasy is increasing hundreds of times, and finally he's approaching Mathura Vrindavan in thousands of times, millions of times. So, we can take it as poetic expression, but we can take it as a hint, a direct instruction. When Mahaprabhu came into the temple in Puri and he saw Sometimes it's described, even Prabhupada sometimes said, that Jagannath is not understood because his arms are short, his big eyes and unfinished or something like that. So people may not understand, but they can feel it. So Mahaprabhu is feeling so much ecstasy. He asked one time the chokidar or to take him to see the deity. Yes, there is your, and he said, there's your Nanda, Kishore Krishna. So although he's seeing Jagannath, then he's fainting, first time he's fainting. Even those guards in the temple, they thought he was just causing some disturbance. They were going to pick him up, but this man has died or something. What are we supposed to do? Just so happened that that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there. Many times he was around the temple. He said, oh, you don't touch him. He understood because he had so much gyan. He was not like a pure devotee, but he had such a great brihaspati. He said, wait a minute, let me take him to my place. First he checked to see he's breathing like that. We heard recently a story, not a story, but a history that Indradyumna was telling, one of the histories of Vrindavan, that Rupa Goswami would sit and listen to the Bhagavatam class, especially given by Raghunath Bhatta. Generally, we don't really know. Raghunath Bhatta was one of the six Goswami. He didn't leave many writings, hardly. But he was so expert at reciting Bhagavatam, and other Goswamis would listen. And Rupa Goswami would listen, and also like in trance, in the Govindaji Mandir. I don't know, it wasn't built yet, but they had Mandir, some Mandir. And then one great pundit came there, and he was seeing that one devotee, said, who is that? And Rupa Goswami, sitting a little raised wooden platform, he said, oh, that's Rupa Goswami. He said, but is he living? Is he alive? Because he was so stunned. This is Stamba. He was so stunned in ecstasy that, Rupa Goswami, imagine, he's hearing Raghunath Bhatta's recitation of Bhagavatam. So much in ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu, he's praying in that Shikshashtakam, Nayanam Galadashudra, Vadanam Gadgudra, my words will choke up. He's giving us instruction. He's already choked up. Even as a householder, he could not even worship the deity because he would be in so much ecstasy, he would have to change his cloth. So many tears flowing. Sometimes people would see even Prabhupada's tears. In Henry Street, I was in the temple room, but I couldn't see. Everyone crowded around Prabhupada. The first time he chanted the Jai Radha Madhava, at least in New York, he gave the tune. Do you know the tune? We were chanting a different tune. But he said, do you know the tune? And then he said, Jai Radha Madhava. And the devotees were crowding around him, but tears were coming out of his eyes. He was Vaivaranya, there's one term also, that his color was changing also. Anyone was there? In 72? And anyway, those who saw that probably, other times also, he was sometimes stunned, he couldn't speak. So, Nayanotsava, there's one festival also after the, when Jagannath is before he comes out, then all the devotees, they rushing into the temple, Jagannath, just to see, and his form looks like a mountain of emeralds to Mahaprabhu, like jeweled. He doesn't see some, like, ordinary person might see a wooden form. It is not wooden form. Describe that when Vidura, he went out from the palace, and if you read the purport, that he felt impious, he felt contaminated just in the association of Duryodhan. So he went, even though Krishna was there present, Lingani, it's described, Manusha Lingam, he's personally there. Narada Muni told Yudhisthira, you're Lingani, Manusha Lingam, that Krishna is personally in your house. He might have felt intimidated because hearing about the pastimes of Prahlad and these great persons. So Narada Muni assured him, he said, why are you lamenting, King? That don't think that you're missing out. Krishna is acting. Bhuribha, you're so fortunate. Aho no loke, bhata Bhuribha. Amongst all humans, you're the most fortunate person. Krishna stays in your house. He acts just like your order, carries out your order. He's like your cousin, your brother. He's acting also as your guru. So Lingam Vishnu, Manusha Lingam, the great Munaya Punanti, great persons come to your house. But still Vidura, he went out feeling contaminated. For many years he went out. And then he came back to the palace. So Prabhupada mentions there, yesan pantagatam papam, that even if one is not pious, he cannot see properly the form of Krishna. Therefore we have our hearing and chanting, chanting Hare Krishna to become purified. So it's not that automatically just by seeing. Even Narad Muni, he got the darshan. He went out as a 5-year-old boy and he got actual darshan of Krishna, but then Krishna disappeared. He said, what is that term? Is Durdasha Kuyogina. Of course, he was not Kuyogi, but those who are not actual yogis, or they may be mundane yogi, they cannot get the darshan of Krishna. They may see. Still, it's purifying. Just like we take the Didi out, it started in Boston, that Prabhupada wanted the Harinam to go out every day, from especially the press devotees, 1 hour. Otherwise, he said, you'll just be in Maya. And that happened. Actually, some of the leaders, they weren't going in there. But those who were going were, before any press work, before breakfast, we went out every morning. And sometimes it was suggested that the ordinary people in the street, on Wall Street, for instance, or downtown Brooklyn, you know, they were seeing the Didi, but they had no idea what is the Didi. So it was suggested to Prabhupada that they're making offenses. We bring the Didi. He said, yes. But Prabhupada was in ecstasy, thinking that the offense is temporary, but the benefit is eternal. So just see, even ordinary men can become purified, seeing the Didi. Seeing, Radha Krishna, seeing. Prabhupada said, you should bring the children from the Gurukula, should always see the Didi. We don't see that happening so much. But he said that. Seeing, Radha Krishna, seeing. But they'll get the impression that Krishna was wearing this, it's very beautiful. So it's important there may be some deities in the Gurukul, I don't know. Can't say. But still, the temple is about 100 feet away. Here they come. You make sure.
No, I went there just to make sure.
They do what?
They have a deity.
They have, of course. I'm saying, this deity is here where they've spent so many hours dressing the deity. So Prabhupada even said that in Vrindavan, that everyone's going, so many temples going, anuvajate. And no need, he said, even of philosophy. If you're in Vrindavan, because they're getting darshan all day. Some people, like some devotees, you see they're chanting, the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, they're going, traveling to so many places. On the other hand, when Prabhupada was in, what's the place? In the Philippines. Prabhupada, he said that, I did not know what is dog eater until I went to the Philippines. Anyway, still, he praised the devotees there because they had deity worship. They had the temple. And he said, those local so-called dog eaters, he was speaking on Sapacho Tugariyanya Jivadri, one who takes the holy name. It's understood that he's already accomplished in previous lives. Tapus tapas juhu shashnari brahmanachur namaganati. Just by taking the holy name. So these Philippine Vaishnavas, Prabhupada said, they are better than the so-called Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. So different types of, Prabhupada could say such dramatically different things. Sometimes he said Vrindavan was overrun with rogues and rascals also. Or you can be killed for a lota and like that. So one has to see the good side and the bad. So Vrindavan, he said, these rubbish monkeys, he also called. Sometimes you say they're dom bosses. You have our Gorgashur Das Babaji, or was it other Jagannath Babaji, eating with the dogs. Prabhupada said, get rid of these dogs. He didn't want dogs on the property. So we can see with both sides, yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's also praying that, when will I see, you know, when will I get to see? We have all our prayers. Padam Dishur May, when will I see your feet placed in the dom of my heart? So we want to see that Krishna, always want to see. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, we will always be after these rubbish. He is very descriptive here, very clear. And not that it wasn't going on in India, still going, all the loud blasting and Bollywood and whatever they're watching and hearing, you don't know. Hansa Rupa told me one funny story, but I saw him driving out. I always remember this. That years ago, when before there was hardly anyone had a television in Vrindavan, so they used to bring a television with some nonsense in front of the Gurukula. So, of course, nobody wanted to hear it. So he went up. He went up in a, I don't know, somewhere in the Gurukula. He had a BB gun, and boom, he shot out the TV. So they never knew what happened. So the devotees feel like that. You're in Vrindavan, what do you want to hear? Some nonsense thing. But still people go there and they do some. And then Prabhupada describes so many offenses, so many regulations one has to follow in deity work. 64 regulations. So one cannot really carry those out on his own in his house. I know, I don't, people have very nice deity worship. Nothing wrong with that also. But still one should come to the temple, go to the holy places. Otherwise the tree trunk. Speaking of trees, even the Mahaprabhu's mission is like the trunk of the tree, and there's two main branches of Advaita. So in the Chaitanya Charita purport, Prabhupada talks about this main branch or trunk even, Advaita Acharya, but they only accept Advaita Acharya without accepting Mahaprabhu. Dui Sebi Mahaprabhu Charan, there's Dui Prabhu, there's two Prabhus. Advaita and Nitai, they worship the Mahaprabhu. Dvi Prabhu Sevi Mahaprabhu Charan. So without accepting then, he said that's also useless. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami talks about it. So there's that ecstatic tree that's moving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the gardener, he is the tree, he is the original preceptor. So Prabhupada is coming as his emissary, giving us the direct, we should take it that Mahaprabhu is speaking through him and giving us these heavy instructions. The Bhagavatam is there, Sukadeva Goswami. So you have your legs, you have your human form of life. Bhagavad Bhaktihinasya Jati Shasam Japastapa. There's one verse like that. Apanasya eva dehasya Mandalam Loka Ranjanam. That means that Prabhupada said, especially uneducated people in India. And also, of course, in the West, they dress up the dead body very nicely. Prabhupada said dead body should be cremated before the, you know, within a few hours. But sometimes, he said, even then, they would dress it up. Even they didn't bury, but they dress up beautiful. But still, apanasya eva dehasya. But it may satisfy a very mundane person. So, similarly, all our activities that we're doing, they're like activities of a dead person. Neha yat karma dharmaya, yat karma dharmaya. If our activities don't bring us to religious activity, vikalpate, and our dharma doesn't bring us navaragaya kalpate, the detachment. You're doing so much dharma, so-called, but you don't become detached. There's also the problem of detachment. If you're simply detached, it becomes very, it's very dry. One has to become attached. So all these symptoms of attachment are there. Gauranga bolite habi pulaka sharir. Hari hari bolite nayane babini. Narottam Das Thakur, he's also talking about his eyes. When will my eyes flow with tears? Just by taking the holy name, not even seeing, but he's saying, Gauranga bolite habi pulaka sharir. Then pulaka sharir. Hairs will stand on end. So, we may not feel that, that's okay, but at least we know what the goal is. Who's feeling that ecstasy, just some mundane ecstasy? No, it's very disgusting, dry. Every year they come out, every day a new song. Prabhupada said, they see us on the street, we're chanting the same slogan. Who are these guys? They chant the same thing all the time, but they're jumping in ecstasy. They have to hear new songs all the time. But nava rasa damanujata ramtamasi. We're getting the taste always newer and newer and newer. Just by chanting the same, probably called it slogan. Slogan. Sloka, we had the word sloka, slogan. So we want to chant. Rupa Goswami is giving his verses and other prayers in the Bhagavatam describing that we want so many ears just to hear. So many ears. What these two ears can hear the holy name. And Prabhupada is stressing that here, right in the translation. Not just seeing, but hearing. So the temples have been established for this attendance. And Satam Prasangam Amavirya. We get the association of the devotees. On Sunday, big festival, everybody wants to come because why? Oh, so much association. So why not festival? Nitya Nayanam Mahotsavam. Always festival. Festival for the eyes, Nayanam Mahotsavam. Mahaprabhu, or he's quoting, he's chanting that Bilva Mangala Thakur, Krishna Karnamrita, Nayano Mano Nayan Avatara, the avatar of the, for my eyes, of sound, Mano Nayan. Shravana, Mano, for my mind, Mano, and my ears, the sound of Krishna. Hey Krishna, hey Dayaka, hey Bhuvanaika Sindhu, you're the ocean of nectar for the three worlds. Karunaika Sindhu, the Bandhu, the friend of the three worlds. When will I see you again? Hey, when you read that in Chaitanya Charamrita, so many like soldiers were entering into Mahaprabhu in his form, fighting with each other, different emotions. By seeing the form and praying to see the form, hearing, he wants to see, when will I see that form? Otherwise, Pashkana Saskanda, he says, otherwise, my senses are like dried wood and stone. Stone-hearted. We're reading, I think that verse is coming. Ashna Saram Hridayam Bhateyam. I think a couple of verses we get this. Ashna Saram Hridayam Bhateyam. That the heart, Prabhupada said we should see that previously they also had stone heart or metal heart. Even in Prabhupada's time they had heart, they had artificial heart, was just beginning. So he considered it made out of stone, stone-hearted. You're getting a stone. Already the heart is stone. If you get another heart, rather the heart should melt to Ashna Saram Hridayam. When one takes the holy name, so the heart should melt. And so all our acharyas, they experience it, they try to convey it. All our only business is to hear what they're saying. Chivigrahada Dananitina. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditi Manasora Sena Vamancha Kampa Shrutaranga Bhaja. Just by this deity worship, Romancha Kampa Shrutaranga, by Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita, by hearing the Kirtan of Mahaprabhu, Bhadita Mata Manasora Sena, the heart, the mind becomes so pleased. And Prabhupada really talks about this mundane, even he talks about Narad Muni when he was cursed. He was a demigod, Upabharana. He was cursed. The Prabhupada said he was singing cinema songs. We don't know if they really had cinema songs, but he said a cinema song. It's like not a very good thing in the mind of the acharya. So Prabhupada talks about all these things. Pujana, Atri, Naranjan, all the things, Bhog, Vaikali. Very detailed process. On the other hand, it's very simple thing. If one simply comes to see the deity, other pujaris might be doing, just like the ladies, they don't do. In Vrindavan, someplace in India, in Radharaman Temple, it's only the last 30 years or so that even the women were able to go out of the compound. It was so strict. And I was hearing that they don't even make the garlands. And they don't cook. Maybe they make garlands, but they don't cook. So things are limited. But they get the darshan. They hear the kirtan. But they're following this very strict. Probably we just heard the quote. He said, no, we don't reject anybody, whoever they are. But very strict temples are there like that. But still, there's no hindrance because they're hearing and seeing. And they're doing other seva. So anyone can do this, some seva for everyone. Just like Gandhi, Prabhupada mentioned Gandhi, he tried to make rubber stamp everyone as Harijan, no matter who you were, without any purificatory process. But Prabhupada introduced this purificatory process. So many so-called gurus would come, so many yogis will come from India before Prabhupada, during Prabhupada's time, but they didn't introduce any purification of the heart. They might have some deity standing like that, like a statue. No attendance is there. There are some deities nowadays in Hindu temples. They pay some pujaris. They do full-time deity worship. But it's very essential. Prabhupada said the deity worship is essential. The guru puja is essential. So many things. Sometimes he said you could close the temple. Everyone should go Harinam. But is everyone going Harinam? Some pujaris may stay back. So he considered that so important. All he said about his godbrothers is simply ringing bell in the temple, but they're not going out. So they were very insulted. They heard about it. Oh, this is Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He's saying that we're simply ringing the bell in the temple. So some of them went to Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother. He said, why is he saying like that? They felt very insulted. Sridhar Maharaj was not insulted. He said, no, you should feel very happy that you're in Bhaktivedanta Swami's band, ringing the bell. Just imagine. They didn't want to think that they're subservient, that you know that Prabhupada would be their boss or Prabhupada would be their superior. No. Prabhupada had full realization of what is so important. That's nice. Or, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, what is it? Shalagram Vara Barambanga. They're showing the Shalagram Shila. Many people in India, they say, come and see the Shalagram Shila. Or any deity. Barambanga means that you're cracking nuts or something with the
peanuts,
especially peanuts. You may as well be using your Shalagram Shila to crack peanuts. So it's an insult, but it's ecstatic. You should take the instruction. See what he's doing. He's not an ordinary person. He's spreading this Krishna consciousness. Or Bhakti Siddhanta actually said that, breaking nuts, peanuts with your shalagram. They're just collecting the money. They're probably referring to that. They have a deity. They have so many deities. Some temples they have this deity and then a Durga deity on this corner and give me some money. There's a pujari sitting in each place, taking some, giving some chanamrita. So that's all there. That's nice. But so probably, Nho shodi maya nashi bara. You're sleeping. You're dead. Dead. Sleeping. Dead. So he's bringing the medicine to bring us out of this coma, the material world. When Prabhupada installed the deity, he was very wary that it may become golagraha, a pain in the neck. Oh, Guru Maharaj has left us with this a deity to worship, now we have to go and collect money. And the feeling is lost. It has to be the feeling of the deity also. The feeling should not be lost. Sometimes we have temples, even in the United States, where there's more deities than devotees are there. So this is not pleasing. You have to speak directly. Not that any one of us is like Prabhupada. Very, very, just when Prabhupada is here, he's so great. And Prabhupada's not here, he's very great, because we can see the difference. Many things are going on. There's 400 some odd temples in India. When Prabhupada was here, we had like 4 or 5. So obviously it's increased. But in other places, then Prabhupada was noticing that even when he was here. He said, yes, we're doing big thing, but then the devotees are deteriorating. They cannot deteriorate. He was seeing that. Nothing new. But that was there. Hippie seeds. Prabhupada said, when they're in my association, in our camp, he said, they have very nice shaved head. And then when they leave, very next day, big hair. Next day, he said. So you could say that's exaggeration. Next day, you don't get big hair. But this is Prabhupada's vision. Next day, big hair. So, because the deity worship, coming to the temple, is keeping everyone purified. So if it can't be done at home to such a degree as Prabhupada mentions here, then it should be done at the temple. Nana Rajato, Hari Yo. Okay, so we tried to say something. It's hard to say more than what Prabhupada said here, but any comments, and et cetera?
I guess I'm surprised to see that in the translation, the name, form, and qualities of Krishna are called symbolic representations.
Let's see what it says here. It says, you mean the word meanings, right? No, it says symbolic. Oh, that, yeah. The whole thing says symbolic representation. So in the word meanings, we don't see the word symbolic. Do we?
What is symbolic?
Not the actual thing, right?
It's symbolic in the sense that, probably explained it so many times, right? You put your mail in the box. So the box is a symbol of the government, of the whole postal, but it's just a small aspect. Akhilatma Bhuto, Prabhupada said. So Krishna's Akhilatma Bhuto, what is that verse? How does that start? Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Paribhavita Abhi Tabiri Galoka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma. He's in Galoka, but he's expanded as this Archamurti. And it, in the beginning, we can see it as a symbol, but then, no, Prabhupada said, it is Krishna, non-different from Krishna.
So there is something very interesting. You're saying it is not symbolic, but in the beginning stage, we may see that.
Yeah.
That's good. It is Krishna from Goloka.
Also, it's like the Dham. The Dham is so important. Like Krishna is Akhilatma Bhuto, he's everywhere, but the Dham is a concentrated form. So the analogy was given that the king, he has his whole kingdom, and that's very nice, it's spread out. But in his palace, his association is much more intense. So similarly in the Dham, then Krishna is there. You can say, oh, I see Krishna everywhere. And it's true, if one is a great, like Prabhupada, how could he go everywhere in Bauri, he's seeing Krishna there? What is that verse, the famous verse? Stavara Jangamadeki Nadeki Talamorti Nija Ishta Devasport. Don't see, even the great devotees, they're seeing that, what's the 11th canto verse? The Uttamadakari symptom? That's Isha Upanishad. Oh no, that's Gita. Similar. One who sees me everywhere, he is never lost to me, I'm never lost to him. Similar thing is, so Gita is actually giving symptoms. Sarvudeshi Apashed Bhagavan Matmanaha. Bhagavat Yatmani Pashed. So the symptom, he sees Krishna everywhere and everybody. Prabhupada said, don't see a tree, see Krishna there. Don't think you're sitting on the floor, you're sitting on Krishna. And one time in Prabhupada's giving a great ecstasy and lecture in Vrindavan, he said, every brick in this temple is as good as the deity. You can hear, you can read that. Every brick in the temple.
What does that mean? Can you
ask? That you have to be, you know, transcendental. Every brick in the temple is as good as the deity. All right, Trivika.
During Srila Prabhupada time, you have at least 90% of the devotees would go out on Harinam. Now we have, now because, well, let us say he's not physically here, but now you have less than 9%. You have 3,000 devotees here and 4 go out on Harinam. You know, we have to contemplate seriously. It's not like we have a lot of time. We're not going to wait till we hit the nursing home, then go on Harinam.
On the other hand, when there's one splinter group in Hawaii, and devotees' leaders were complaining to Prabhupada in Hawaii, saying, well, that group, they don't do Harinam. And then Prabhupada said, their advancement is not hampered if they don't do Harinam. So I can find, you know, answer for everything, but that's true.
Yeah, Harinam is important, really. We should. We have Monday in High Spring, Wednesday in Alachua, Thursday in La Crosse, Friday in Gainesville. Take a pick. 10 people come on each one, we can do it really. We have to, and we have to lead by example.
Of course, in those days we were 20, now we're pushing 80, so the heat, I can't go out. After 80, 85 degrees, then I'm going to faint and be... I'll be dead away, so I can't go in it myself, but I love Harinam. If it's cool, if it's not 80 degrees, 100 degrees.
This thing is very interesting, Bhagavad, that Prabhupada is saying, those who are, those who want to be perfect in spiritual knowledge, spiritual perfection, they have to do both. Theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. So those who are only serving the deity or some particular but not interested to hear, it is also blocked. And those who are only doing the theoretical but not doing practical, it's also blocked.
That reminds me
so
of that.
Can you give us some idea? Like
Sanatha Goswami said, some
it?
Preach but they do not...
Achar prachar.
Yes, prachan kore kore na kore acha. Some they only they act, but they don't preach. Others preach, they don't act right.
So what should we do?
So he said that Hariraj Thakur is you do both dui kaj. Therefore, tumi sarva jagatir ari. Tumi guru guru.
Tumi
sarva guru jagatir ari. You are the best in the whole universe. You are the best, but you do maximum both. Oh, other people may do some there, some here, but he did both maximum.
But what we should do practically in Alachua?
Practically in Alachua? I'm not leader of Alachua. Trivikram is Harinam leader. He can ask him.
Harinam
eva kevalam. Yeah.
So thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. You brought a very interesting point that seeing the deity, and I have been having the same trouble. You know, every time I do the darshan, my heart doesn't get satisfied, and I'm not able to see the deity, and so I always wanted to know, you know, what a devotee would see. Does he see deity dancing? Does he see something? What does he see? You know.
But what? There's one interesting verse in the Ajamil instructions in 6th canto. It says, Nanishkata rudita brahmavadi bis yata what is it? Pada udaharitais yata harinama udaya, that the those who are simply brahmanas, they won't get purified unless they take the holy name. Because taking the holy name, just by taking the holy name, all it will remind you of the seeing the form. All prophets give the definition in his word-for-word meaning. Upalambakam means by seeing the deity, well, by even the holy name, one will see the form, everything will be. Shutekshita. Ikshita means to see and shuta means to hear. So you don't even have to see the deity. If you hear Bhagavatam, you'll see the deity also. One time one devotee went to the start, I think it was Nayana Biram. Means Nayana, and it's funny because Nayana, the eyes, pleasing the eyes, that's the name of Krishna, Nayana. And he wanted to start one center, and he wanted to get permission for deity, but he was just one man, so Prabhupada said, here's your deity, and he held up the Bhagavatam.
So like you have to imagine, or what exactly you're saying? So when you see the deity, you...
You say you take substance, you see the form, and you have to blend with the substance. Then, quality, right? You have to hear about Krishna, you hear his reciprocation, these are the substance. The substance and the form, together, we have to see.
We don't know. There's no like material, just like when Prabhupada was watching a play in Brooklyn back in 72, 73, and it was very nicely done. So he said, I was sitting nearby, and he said, "This is better than reading my book." So even though the book is, we distribute book everywhere, book is so important, you must read book, Prabhupada said, every day, 24-hour classes. Still, he said, by seeing the play, it's better than reading my book. But should we think, oh, now I don't read book? Well, how he could do the play without reading the book? So we see always some overlap and some, you know, not the one thing and another. And the spiritual thing is always increasing. Oh, now, just like Sanatana Goswami in the Brihadbhagavatamrita has one shloka that there's some discussion, which is better, meditation or chanting? So he finally, he gives so many shlokas, and then he says, Krishna Shananavada Kirtaneshu, the name of Krishna is the best, and like that. Anyway, Namasankirtanam Balam, it is very... But we don't discount meditation, because by chanting you automatically meditate, and then the meditation will increase your chanting, and the chanting again increases your meditation, and it goes on, Anandam Buddhi, increasing. So not like one or the other, no, both going.
So like an example that you have given, that mailbox represent
what?
The example that Prabhupada has given.
Mailbox, yeah.
Mailbox representing the government. Is that similarly the deities are the mailbox representing the Krishna? Is that correct?
Well, I mean, Prabhupada mentions neophyte many times, a couple times in this, and many other times, but especially here in this purport, which gives us the idea that, you know, like, Prabhupada came, do we hear that he brought a deity, did he, on the boat, was he worshipping deity? He was chanting, but we don't hear that. He didn't initially come and just give deity. Initially he came to give the holy name and gradually introduced deity. Even Jagannath, and then Jagannath even came as a Krishna's arranger, Yadritya, by higher, you know, providence, that Malati found one small deity. And then Jagannath was there like that. He didn't push. But then when deity, then he figured Krishna's arranging it. But Krishna, Prabhupada was acting like a putali, a puppet. Make me dance, make me nachita, nachita. So he was dancing according to Krishna's indication. Oh yeah, now the deity's there, now I have to do this. So he was taking instruction like that, direct. So but first thing he came, brought Bhagavatam, the holy name. And then, I mean, he didn't know. He was originally thinking there'll be sannyasis just like Gaudiya Math in India, sannyasi brahmachari. There's no thing where there's women. Women come, householders come, they come with a husband. So he had to accommodate that. Oh, wait a minute, there's single women here now coming. I have to do something, arrange. So, anything else? No, okay, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam.